adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Yeah. No guests tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Oh, such a nuisance, those guests, Drew.
Kelly was good, though, huh?
Kelly's good people.
But still a nuisance as a guest? Just because she was a guest. Not because of her.
They're all troublemakers.
Right, that's right.
You know how I look at them.
Yes, I know.
You know.
Of course it's weird. You have someone's dick in your...
She's not real good at editing herself.
No, no.
Her bosom is heaving as well.
You know, the government invented AIDS.
Oh, did? Oh, yeah.
Did she say that? Oh,
she mentioned
right.
that?
That's right, she did, yeah.
I stopped listening after the first hour, yeah. But she is a delight, and let me say this. There was one thing, though. We got in a conversation with her about fashion, and she was quick to point out that she doesn't dress for anybody, that she has her own style, and that's for her. And I just don't know why women must cling to this.
Yeah.
I mean, here's all I'm saying.
It must be their perception of what they're doing, you know? They must really believe it, because they all, a lot of them say it.
Here's the whole thing about life in general. It's okay to do stuff for other people or to attract other people.
Sure.
It's okay to kiss your boss's ass if you think you're going to get a raise.
Yep.
You're kissing his ass. He's giving you a raise. There you go. It's not a bad thing.
Circle like, of life.
Hakuna Matata. That's what I say. A kiss of my ass is what I say. And it's same with women. Look, you want to look good. The reason you want to look good is, A, it feels good to look good, and B, guys look at you more, and you win. You beat the women. The guys are attracted to you. That's fine. I've never spoken to a woman who admits a piece of lingerie so her guy gets horny. So it makes me feel sexy. Really? You got that piece of lace going up your ass for 8 hours at work that makes you feel sexy? You getting a hash mark on a piece of yarn makes you feel sexy? What is that? And look, here's all you need to know. Women, if just left out on some deserted island, boob jobs, thong back, Fredericks of Hollywood, would they do anything?
Would they?
No, they wouldn't do anything.
What if there were other women there?
They might do other things.
If no men, other women.
Probably would form some form of competition, but women would not. Women don't want to get up and put makeup on in the morning. They'd like to go to work in sweatpants. They don't want to do all that plucking and pube grabbing and tanning. And
it makes them feel good.
It's for them. I know it's for them. But the second the male element is removed and they're on some island alone, they don't do it ever again. There. So how much for them is it? And let me tell you something about me. Like I beat off for me.
Yeah.
You put me on the island. Doesn't interrupt things at all. Actually, probably pick up the pace a little bit.
If there was an electric outlet, not a VCR.
I think that's understood. Yes, Drew.
Speaking of competition.
Yes.
We have a competition on our little program here. For the first time, somebody has thought it wise to put a competition on our show.
True. Let's go now, buddy.
All right. So we got
pick it up.
The 28 Day Later movie is, right?
28 Days.
28 Days Later.
Yeah.
It's going to be out on DVD, and we're going to be giving DVDs. I'm looking when it comes out. October 21st, it'll be available. And we're going to give out DVDs to everyone that gets on the air on our show between now and October 23rd.
Really?
Really. And if anyone...
I'm going to filibuster then.
All right. Well,
I'm going to talk all night. Yeah, I won't take any calls for 2 days.
Yeah.
When is October 15th?
It's today.
Well, you said between today and October 15th.
And October 23rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boy, you're screwing this one up.
Maybe.
And all right.
Then all of them will be put into a sort of a hopper, and we'll pull out a winner.
Did he say between today and October, or that's me?
That's you.
I was just reading. You said October 23rd?
October 23rd.
All right, so then
the
what happens? We give away one.
And we'll give away a DVD of the 28 Days Later, but out of all the people that get on the air, one will be picked that will get a 28-day stay at the Hard Rock Cafe, Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas.
Do we pick that one?
Ann, you going to pick that one?
Ann's producer Ann will pick it. All right, that's going to be my cousin.
There's one plane ticket from wherever you are, mm-hmm. and then
well,
anyone...
Two plane tickets?
One.
Just one.
And anyone you want can use that hotel room during that 28 days.
Right. They got to get themselves there.
And they can use it until 28 days later.
No, that'd
see how that works?
I go out there. I get myself a hooker the first night and a chainer to the radiator in there, right? Mm. People don't know where hookers are. They don't look for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, society does not miss a hooker. 28 days, I make her my slave. See what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
I disappear. No one knows where I am.
You're with her for 28 days?
28 days.
Yeah.
She watches me watch Spectrovision and masturbate for 28 days.
And afterwards, when she's totally...
I release her back into the wild. That's what I do, because I have a catch-and-release program with prostitutes.
She's going to need 3 years of intensive psychiatric care.
Yeah, but she's a prostitute.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
She's already wrecked. This is like entering a junk car in a demolition derby. It's already in bad shape. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. I get it.
No court in the land would convict me either.
Yeah.
So you do a little psychiatric evaluation. We work that up.
Yeah, you must be thinking like the guys that go out and kill prostitutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
One catch or a little competition, you must be 18 years or older.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
So we're going to start with the first person?
Yeah, and that person will get the
Eva,
DVD.
I have seen half of this movie.
Really? Why only half?
Because I got drunk and I fell asleep. But it's captivating.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this movie when it came out. It has alternate endings.
Yeah, I saw all the advertisements for it and people were talking about it.
Yeah.
It's on like, video too, right?
Yeah, I don't know how they shot it, but it's one of those Omega Man kind of movies where it's the end of the Earth and there's only a handful of people left and they're running through the streets of London and there's nobody there.
Hmm.
I don't know how they got rid of people.
Hmm.
Eva?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes. Hi.
Right. Hey.
How are
you? You got yourself
guys?
A DVD, baby doll.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I'll give one to my dad another 30 years when he gets a DVD player. He can enjoy it. He'll be 111. What's up?
Hi. Well, thanks for having me. Well, I had a question. I can't orgasm. I just can't do it. And I don't know what's going on. I have a friend who's a nurse, and she said she heard it was some sort of medical condition. I was wondering if Dr. Drew could help me with that.
No, it's not a medical
condition. Not being able to orgasm?
Most women under 18 have trouble orgasming.
Yeah.
And around your age, they usually find some means whereby they can do it, but not intercourse.
Yeah, I've had difficulty with women under 18, over 18, and then 18.
And any age.
Well,
and
no,
62
no.
Also.
No.
No?
I said under 18.
Over 18.
Over 18.
And 18.
And 18.
Okay.
That's not all women.
Got it.
Jesus.
Ava, are you expecting to have an orgasm during intercourse?
No. The thing is, I try mostly when my boyfriend gives me oral sex, and it just kind of seems like I'm getting there, but it just gets too intense.
You're 22. You lost your virginity 3 months ago. It says on the screen.
Yeah, that's true.
I find women have difficulty who are under 22 and then over 22, and then I've had trouble with the 22-year-olds as well. Yeah. Why'd you lose your virginity so late in life?
I just didn't really find anyone who I really wanted to do it with. I mean, well, physically, well, yeah, but not emotionally tied to anyone, you know?
Any issues? You feel bad about your sexuality?
No, not really. I do feel a little guilty, only because, you know, you're brought up one way religiously or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, you're only 3 months into this. Your boyfriend's got to sort of work this out with you. I'm sure you'll find a way. And maybe get practice by yourself kind of thing. I know that's probably something that doesn't make a lot of sense to you.
Yeah. Again, she got a late start.
But again, the difference between men and women, A, no drive to do this.
Right.
A man's just waiting until 22, just biding his time. No.
No.
Just waiting for the right moment. No.
Sure. No.
And then women will also say that masturbation doesn't make sense, doesn't feel right.
Yeah, some of them.
Well, I'm sure it was in that category.
Yeah. She got a slow start. She's a religious family.
She'll figure it out.
Any religion in your family growing up, Drew?
Not really.
No church? Synagogue?
I went to
a Passover action.
There wasn't until Seder. I was about eight.
You did what? Jew stuff?
Uh-huh.
That's funny. It's always funny. Yeah. What'd you do?
I went to Saturday school.
Oh, really? Mm. I think we could have been into religion, the Corollas, but it would have been something.
Yeah. Something weird.
No, it would have been something.
Oh, you're not into anything.
My family's not into anything. That would have been movement. That would have meant. I mean, think about it. You join a religion. You got to go somewhere.
Right.
On Sunday, you got to put a bonnet on. You have to get up. You have to get dressed. You have to go to church. It would have been something. Yeah, you put
Michelle
a bonnet. Michelle.
You don't put a bonnet on Sunday?
You got to put a bonnet on if you want to leave the house on Sunday. Oh, yes.
Her says St. Louis Rams on it.
Even atheists will put a bonnet on. Engineer Michelle's stepping in for engineer. Chris, I miss that kid.
He's here.
Oh, he is?
He doesn't like us anymore?
He's over there? I'll tell you, it's dynamite kid. A little Gabby. I can't focus on my work. You know what I mean? Chewing on my ear.
Our listeners hear it all the time.
Does a little too much ass kissing, a little too much gabbing. Other than that, I got no problem with the kid. No quarrel at all. You know what I mean? Yeah. A little chatty for me. Hey, Chris, what do you like about the show? Nothing. Okay, thanks, buddy. Let's get back to the calls. Jeff?
What do you learn about radio since watching Adam work?
Hello?
Don't read.
Don't prepare.
And stay away from the internet. Okay. Jeff?
Hey, first I just want to say, guys, I love the show. I'm a longtime listener, first time fake caller.
Well, I'll tell you what. I said fake caller, but let me tell you this, Jeff.
Yeah?
I got a lightning round plan tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What are we highlighting?
It's going to be big.
What are we highlighting?
Well, I mean, you got to hit the weather.
Yeah, of course.
You got to hit the weather, and because that's that changes. You got traffic.
Do you notice?
We got to hit traffic.
Now, how many days a week?
There's news.
Do you think there is an accident on LA freeways?
Every day, every single day.
They make a major sort of undertaking, a major sort of drama out of each and every little fender bender.
Well, here's my ultimate question. How many times have you ever changed or altered your morning commute because of something you heard on the radio? Now people pipe up. They go, oh no, I've done it. Yeah, you've done it three times in 23 years. You've heard 700 million reports. You've done it three times. Not a great average. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. Wasting our precious life.
I look at it that way, and it usually has nothing to do with the direction you're going. And you most of the time hear it when you're at home. I find that as well. Okay, where are we talking? Jeff. Wait, did Jeff say fake question?
Yeah, I did. But let's hear it. Let's hear what it's... Maybe he's trying to win a contest.
Jeff?
Yeah?
Is this a real question?
Yeah. What?
Because you said first-time fake caller.
No, I said first-time caller.
No.
You said fake caller.
All right, well, anyway.
All right, nice. I'm tired of him. Hey, he doesn't get a 28 Days Later DVD, by the way. He didn't ask a question. Yes?
Fair enough.
No. Any controversy. Megan?
Anderson, get that out where he says first-time fake caller. It's like no. 3 minutes ago.
No. I believe us. Megan?
Hey.
What? Anderson, what?
Why not? It'd be fun. I know he said it, but why not?
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead. I mean, why not what?
Get it out so we can hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it.
I know, but...
Just to prove to our listeners in case they missed it.
Oh, okay. Megan? But our listeners missed the entire show. They're going to miss the part where we show them... Prove to them they missed it.
And to prove the little prick that we got it and then we know.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
All right. Megan?
Weird cadence night. Yes?
It's all right.
Yeah.
You're 15. What's up?
I did a lot of mushrooms for the past few, or 2 years, I should say. And I still see things.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done them for quite a while. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you see trailers behind things?
No, it'll be like, it can range from like, if I look at a pattern, it'll start like moving around, you know, kind of like you are on mushrooms.
Yeah.
All right, that could be a residual effect of the mushroom. I can tell you with LSD, when people have those sort of leftover effects, those are the people that tend to have real serious brain injuries from the drugs. And I've always believed that mushrooms would do the same kind of thing if you use a lot of them, and you're certainly one of those people that have done a lot. So, and you're having the residual effects, so I'm concerned you're going to end up with a lot of depression and anxiety.
I was kind of worried, actually, because I believe it kind of started beforehand, and then it only got worse once I started using.
Okay, and you're talking about sort of lines moving and that sort of thing? You're not talking about actually seeing faces?
Yeah, I'm talking seeing things.
Seeing things, like, all right.
How many times did you do mushrooms?
Probably around four.
Yeah,
four?
That's not that many.
Listen, lightweight.
All right. If you're
only
seeing,
when you got a problem.
If you're seeing things, you've got to get evaluated. Sometimes there are medical reasons for that sort of thing. Sometimes they're very serious psychiatric problems, but it needs evaluation making, okay?
Okay.
All right, but no more shrooms for you, lightweight. Yeah?
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. I got to get back into the shrooms, Drew. They expand my mind, dude.
Dude.
I'm telling you.
Dude, I'm telling you.
No, you're the man.
Oh, that's right. That's
why you don't have creative juices, man.
No, remember, I'm campaigning against pot or something, right? Isn't that it? I don't want people to smoke pot.
You're very uptight, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get into the weed. I get some mushrooms. I get something. I got on a scale of that 198 pounds.
Whoa!
Can't lose an ounce.
Whew.
Not an ounce.
That's your man body.
I've hit my man body weight, and that's it. I watch what I eat. I exercise.
And by man body, we mean old man body.
Old man body.
Yeah.
It's not moving. It's not going anywhere. You just spend a whole week. You back off on the carbs. You skip your rope at night. You get some exercise. You watch what you eat.
You know, exactly the same. You know what? Running.
You got to run. Why running?
I don't know.
Got to run? Everyone says that. What about skipping my rope and watching my TV?
You would think, but I don't know. I doubt it would do the same thing for me.
No. You know my problem with skipping rope? I'm too smooth.
Yeah, you're too good.
I barely move. Mm. Barely lift my feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. I can skip rope and watch TV for 25 minutes straight. I'm not even breathing hard.
That's not the idea. The idea is to work hard.
But I'm sweating, and I'm feeling it. All right. I hate running.
I know, I do too, but I've sort of found a nice place to run.
You know, it's nothing worse.
You've got the lake up there now.
All right, I'm going to run.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than that treadmill.
I learned to read on the treadmill.
You didn't know how to read before you got a treadmill?
No, I got a treadmill.
That's what it sounded like.
This would be good for you. No, I mean, I can read while I run, so I get a lot of reading.
I sweat too much to read on a treadmill. I'd spatter sweat onto the page. The ink would come. It would stick together, be like porn. It'd be a disaster. Here's what I don't like about the treadmill. I don't like about the treadmill is it feels like you've been on it forever when you've been on for 11 minutes, number one. And then it's like you bust your hump and you go, how long have I went? 0.7 miles. Yeah. Felt like I busted my hump. I haven't even made it to a mile. And then I love that calorie burning thing. It's like
42 calories.
I burnt 40. Yes. I'm clutching my side. I have a calf cramp. I've lost fluid. I'm writhing in pain. I'm rolling on the floor. I made it 0.7 miles. I burned 42 calories. And I've been on for 11 minutes. And one raisinette, 70 calories. How does this work, by the way? There's no way this works. I mean, mathematically.
It works. You got to run for an hour and a half.
You run for an hour and a half, and you work off half a grapefruit.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? How does that work? Everyone should be morbidly obese if that's the equation.
Because I really think that the biology of your appetite is set by your genetics. And it's you're going to eat
what you're going to eat. Yeah.
And if you run off, you know, 300 or 400 calories,
I know, but you do that stupid calorie counter thing, and it's like it's disturbingly low.
I know.
All right. I'm done. That's it. Listen, I'm married. I'm funny. What do I care what I look like anymore? Do you know what I mean?
You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio now, talking about it.
No, that's weird.
Wow, dude. That was heavy. We, like, went to where we were. Did you notice that? Freak out, dude. That was a mushroom thing.
I know.
Jen?
Yes.
You're 20?
Wait a second.
Hold on. Engineer Anderson has pulled up where this wise ass said fake call and then denied it. Did you hear this?
Hey, first I just want to say, guys, I love the show. I'm a long-time listener, first-time fake caller.
Yeah.
First-time fake caller.
All right. Nice work, Anderson. Jen?
Yeah. Hi.
You're 20. What's up?
We're good.
I just want to say that you guys are awesome.
Great. Thanks.
And I've had two questions for Dr. Drew. So I just have a question. If you take birth control for a long period of time and you stop, is that going to affect how long it takes for you to get pregnant?
It can be up to 6 months, but...
It can be?
Yeah.
All right.
Why? You in a hurry to get pregnant?
Well, I was thinking about it, but I wanted to know if I stopped taking it, how long it would take.
On average, most people regain their fertility within 6 months.
You're 20?
Yeah.
We don't recommend babies at 20.
Why don't you wait a little bit longer?
Huh?
but I still want, you know, I'll think about it.
Who's the man? Are you married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
6 months.
6 months. You should be able to, why don't you give yourself a couple years of marriage, see, just make sure he's the right one, everything
and,
works out.
And also enjoy it a little bit if you want.
Yeah. Travel, see the sights, huh? Possibly, he's in Colorado, travel to nearby Utah.
Just ski.
How about some skiing?
Yeah, I don't ski.
Oh, what?
Okay. You live in Colorado and you don't ski, huh?
I know. I've lived here my whole life and I've never been skiing.
What?
Yeah.
I know,
because you're poor, right?
I'm not poor. No, it just doesn't appeal to me.
Is your family poor?
No.
What'd your dad do for a living?
He owns a construction company.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Abusive. Abusive alcoholic.
No, actually
yes.
Not an
white
alcoholic.
White trash. You were raped by a roofer when you were 13, yes?
No, never.
Yes, yes.
Never raped by a
Okay, what does your husband do?
He cleans carpets.
No! Oh, no.
Whoa.
Who the hell's that?
That was her.
That's your buddy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, cleaning carpets is
it's
worse.
It's something he's doing while, you know, right now.
Yeah, right
yeah,
now.
Right. Until
right
he can gain admittance to junior college?
No.
What? Until he can get his roofing gig going? Oh, my God. Listen, you screwballs. Talking about having kids in the same breath as cleaning carpets is it's sacrilege.
It's criminal. It's criminal behavior. Hey, how about that contest we're running?
Oh, my Christ's sake. I clean carpets. Worst goddamn job in the world. The worst. The worst. Didn't make any money. Got to go everywhere after it's closed. I never got to clean any houses. We only cleaned restaurants. I'm telling you, I was punished, Drew. Punished. Punished by the Almighty.
You
do you understand?
You must be a very
punished.
Bad. You must be a sinner.
I work for an asshole. He ripped us off. It sucked. He wouldn't pay us until we got to the job. I only clean rib joints in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but you'd heat up the stoves. You'd fire it all up and
cook. Yeah, a couple times when we did a hamburger hamlet. I got my buddy Ray got on the grill, fired that up. I got on the carpet wand, made ourselves some burgers. That's the only decent thing that ever happened to us. All right. Oh, that's a horrible job, that carpet
Just think
cleaning.
Now you'd be caught on video doing that.
Yeah, everything would be videoed now. Yeah, yeah. Hey, but good times.
Anyway, good times. 28 Days Later is the name of the upcoming DVD.
Why? We got to do that twice in this break?
Just this break, yes.
Oh, really?
If you wish.
Twice at the top of each one?
Do it again next time if you want.
All right, go ahead, Drew.
All right, so between now and October 23rd, we will be giving everyone who gets on the air who is over the age of 18 a DVD of the soon-to-be-available 28 Days Later, which will be out on October 21st. Any of the people that get on the air and receive this DVD will be throwing you all in a bin, pulling one winner out who will get 28 days at the Hard Rock Cafe, Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, and that is a transferable. In other words, you can use that room with whomever or for whomever you wish, but one airline ticket to get there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to sneak my hooker in there, like I said,
chain her up
for 28 days.
But you won't be, whoever wins is going to have to invite you over.
Oh, really?
Stay there with your hooker.
I was going to rig it so I won, but not talk about it on the air.
Oh, well.
I think I may have screwed up. Yeah. Let me tell you this. I've watched the first half of this movie. It's delightful, and it's a romp. But here's the thing. Here's what I've learned about what happens after the apocalypse. Only the strong survive.
Yeah.
It's a very it's a hardy breed.
Yeah.
Not a lot of pasty Zoftic types who have allergies.
Right.
It's a scrappy breed. They're never big either.
Stephen Hawking's
gone. All the people that rely on batteries for wheelchairs, gone. It's a scrappy breed that's left. And let me tell you the breed. It's not big and hulking. If you fit this bill, you may make
it's
it past.
Lean, brooding.
They're lean and they're scrappy.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicks, tomboyish, but attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
We got that to look forward to. Fat chicks don't make the cut. They don't make the cut. There's no lesbians. There's no fat chicks. There's a multi-ethnicity, but they've all sort of melded into one. They're all one big mulatto hot chick.
So it's
hot mulatto chicks. That's all that's left.
Everyone's the Johnny Quest ethnicity.
Villain?
Villain, yes.
And no.
No.
No, that's an Asian-Indian thing. The guys are white and black.
Gay males make it?
No.
Do not make it.
Come on, buddy. God has a perfect opportunity to clean the canvas. You know what I mean? You think he's going to let them by?
Send those letters right here.
I'm just saying. I mean, don't send them to me.
Care
send them
Adam
to God.
Carolla.
This is a perfect excuse to take out the garbage. Just listen to me.
Take out the garbage.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm just saying the apocalypse is like God shaking the world like an Etch-a-Sketch,
right?
He's not going to let everyone by. He doesn't want to make the same mistake twice. You understand what I'm saying?
I see.
Okay, so here's who he lets past. He lets scrappy white guys, attractive but lean, 165 pounds, maybe 5'9", 5'10". He lets attractive, lean, and scrappy black men by. He lets no fat or gay people by. And he lets attractive, short-haired, non-lesbian women by. This is what's left. I've seen many apocalyptic movies now where there's just a handful of people left. This is who makes it. It's no guy with a double chin and pasty white skin.
You with your man body, make it. You're done. You're toast.
My new man body?
You're
no.
Toast.
Not going to work. Yeah, I'm gone.
Humanity.
Me and Engineer Michelle, we'll just put our arms around each other and then we'll be incinerated. Fantastic. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Got a big lightning round coming up tonight, kiddies.
Can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be powerful. I'm going to have the temperature and the weather in there. Get some traffic going.
Yeah. Jackknife tractor trailer. I'm sure of it. There's got to be one. There's one every morning, so why shouldn't there be tonight?
Well, we don't know, but I can tell you may have to look out for brake lights.
And the mattresses.
Slow and go. Cindy?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I called because I have problems having orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Well, what's the problem?
It's really difficult for me to have one. And I can only have them when I'm on top. And then not every time. And I've never been able to have one through masturbation.
How about oral sex?
No, not that either.
And how long does it take you when you're on top?
A while. Like, usually the guy finishes first and then I'm left sitting there.
How long does it take you?
At least 15 minutes.
Okay. 15. That's not too bad.
But you're able to do it.
Yeah.
Have you tried?
It's really annoying that I can't have one through masturbation because I'm not in a relationship right now.
Have you tried vibrators and that sort of thing?
Yes.
How about the tub?
How about the what?
The bathtub.
In the bathtub?
Shower.
I've never really tried that. My bathtub is really small, so it kind of is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Is it smaller than your hoo-ha?
Well, smaller than
no.
Than
all right. You can work it out. Let's say you try that. Why aren't you in a relationship?
I don't know. I can't find anyone.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What's your life like?
I'm a student right now.
I've never heard I'm a student right now. That's what
you say when you're going to junior college and you're 25.
I see.
Yes?
True.
Thank
yes.
you. All right. I smell that junior college. Ah, yeah. And listen, quit that junior college unless you're studying anything but nursing.
Well, I worked first, and then I went back to school, so I kind of had to start over again.
What are you studying?
Environmental science.
What do you expect to do with that?
Hopefully do something to save the environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything, like maybe work for the parks department or something.
All right. Do you really need to go to school for that? Can't you just get a job?
Hard to get the jobs out.
I think you do really have to go to school for that.
Yeah.
All right. How long have you been in?
Unless you have a degree.
From junior college?
No. I'm going to transfer.
Okay.
Yeah.
When are you transferring?
When? In a year.
Okay. Let's go now. Let's get it going now. All you people in junior college just spending my tax dollar and floundering over there, hanging out at the snack shack and hating your parents and scoring weed. Let's get moving now.
And Cindy, I think maybe
ass are off the pot.
A relationship, someone you can work with on this stuff, and I'm surprised she can't use a vibrator or something.
I'm surprised she hadn't thought of it. Or had she thought of it didn't work, but she hadn't tried the tub.
Yeah.
You got to try the tub. You'll never go back once you try the tub. And get the hell out of junior college. I don't know if she's living at home. Things didn't sound right to me with it. Are you living at home, Cindy?
No, I'm not. I live in an apartment with two friends.
Okay. Mm. You working?
I was. I'm not right at this moment, but
what kind of work you do?
In between jobs. I was working at the phone company.
Ooh. I don't know why, but that sounds bad.
It is bad. That's why I stopped.
All right. Well, good times. Let's talk to Isaac.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Isaac?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
You're 25?
Yeah, 25.
What's up?
Oh, I just wanted... I figured out, me and my partner, I'm at work right now, we figured out a way that you could have one of your goals in life set or accomplished. Mm-hmm. You wanted to have, like, a robe or a cape taken off of you?
A cape.
A cape. A big red satin interior and a big high collar, like Dracula.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, well, I was thinking,
I'm flexible on the cape. Yeah.
I was thinking like one of those celebrity boxing matches.
Oh, you know? that would be nice.
Yeah, there's got to be like some.
Isaac, that's thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I was I wanted to do that, and then they wanted me to fight
China,
who's I don't know if you know, is a chick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I had to put my money on China.
Yeah,
but you didn't a lot of
people would do that.
You didn't think about the cape coming off, though.
I didn't think about the, that's the robe coming off.
Yeah, but that would have put you in the ring.
Hey, Isaac.
What's that?
Would you really put your money on China?
She's pretty big. That's a big girl.
Yeah, since people don't know anything about boxing, but here's the thing. They were trying to get me to fight China in that celebrity boxing thing, and I said, no, just get me a guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, she's badass. She's talking smack. She's a big girl. She's a big girl. She's 5'8" and a half, and she's 175 pounds. And she's all muscle. That's a big girl. But I'm 6'2", and I'm 200 pounds. I'm not all muscle.
And you're
a
trained boxer.
Yeah, I mean, you're working the big angle, which is an interesting angle, except for I still weigh 20 pounds more than she does. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
It's a weird angle to
however,
work.
However,
she's a big, muscular girl.
Could have gotten two of your life's goals in one event. Could have gotten your hands registered as a result of what you did to her.
Yeah. It would have been great just to beat the crap out of a chick. That's great. Instead, Joey Buttafuoco beat the crap out of her.
No.
And he really came off looking like a jackass, too. He's like throwing her around. And everyone is like, oh, why are you hitting her? And he's like whacking her in the head and knocking her down and cheap-shotting her. And he just came across looking like the biggest ass in the world.
You can't win doing that.
You don't want to fight a chick.
No.
Please. All right. Let's talk to Rachel, who's 17. Rachel?
Yeah?
What's up, baby doll?
I was at a party with my boyfriend and one of my friends, and we had sex, and I was on my period, and we didn't use protection. And two of my friends, I told them about it. They, said I'm pregnant, but I don't know.
Hold on a second.
Whoa.
I was at a party with my friend, and I had sex with my boyfriend, and I may have gotten pregnant because he didn't pull out, but I didn't finish him with my hand. And then one of my friends said I might be pregnant, but I don't believe them because I don't feel pregnant, and I know when I'm pregnant because I have a rich history of being pregnant. I was pregnant when I was 9, and I was pregnant again when I was 11, and I'm pregnant now, and I'll be pregnant tomorrow, and I'll die pregnant, I'll give birth to a baby in my coffin. And they'll have to dig it out. She sounded like a delight, didn't she? Is that Rachel?
No. Rachel, yeah.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Have you ever been pregnant before?
No.
No, okay.
Are you drunk or high right now?
I was earlier.
Were you drunk or high or both?
Both.
When?
Yeah, baby. I like to party with you. You sound hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rachel,
we're gonna we'll clean up this whole call and editing. We'll tighten it up.
When did this happen that you had this?
Last weekend. Friday.
So pretty soon you can go get a pregnancy test over the counter and find out if you're pregnant. You were on your period when you had the contact, though, right?
Yeah.
Did he ejaculate?
Once or twice.
Once or twice. In you?
Yeah.
You know, she may be counting
the squirrel,
two ejections as twice and then three as three.
Yes.
Yeah. He had 3.5 ejaculations and a dribble. All right. Rachel.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bigger picture. All right.
Yeah.
First off, where are you calling from? Stanford, somewhere in the Bay Area?
Missouri.
Missouri. I'm always wrong with that stuff. You're 17.
Yeah.
Are you in high school?
Yeah.
Are you going to graduate?
I'm not in high school. I'm in like a alternative school.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you're a troublemaker?
No, because my mom put me in there because I missed too many days at the other school.
Oh, okay. Well, it was your mom's fault then.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do at the alternative school besides call your teachers by the first name and decide whether you want to attend alternative classes and smoke?
We can't smoke at school. We'll get in trouble for it.
You got to step out onto the sidewalk.
But we have group and we talk about smoking weed and drinking and stuff like that.
All right. Then
you go do that.
Do you get to call your teachers by the first name?
Huh?
No.
You know your teachers?
Have first names and last names?
I don't know. Maybe they don't call them teachers at alternative schools. Maybe they call them adult helpers or something.
I only have two classes, though.
Right. What are they? Just for S's and giggles.
21st Century English and Geometry.
All right. Wow. That's a good alternative school curriculum. Are you learning anything?
Yeah. But I don't like my English teacher because, I don't know.
Because he's a guy named Ken who wears sandals and he has a scraggly beard and he freaks you out because you know he wants
to
hump you.
Actually, it's a girl.
Aha! I knew it.
Could be the same description.
Same description, though? Sandals, beard, scraggly hair, wants to kiss you? Let me tell you something about the alternative schools, Drew. It's basically it's the liver of schools. It's all the stuff that gets passed through and it gets caught up in there.
Yeah
it's the filter. Okay, but it's not only it's sort of the bottom of the funnel. It's the lint trap.
Ooh.
Of academics. This catches all the, you know, when you wash a pack of matches or somebody's business card, it gets all scraggled and frayed and everything. This is where it ends up. This is where it ends up, okay? And it's not only the students, it's the faculty.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Think about who ends up there. These are teachers that have a little difficulty getting along in the system as well. They end up there. Like we had an alternative school over at North Hollywood High. It was called Amelia Earhart. They always give it some crazy euphemistic name. You know, it should just be called Dunce Academy, but it should be like Hesher Lane or something. You know, so they carve out a corner of the school, they put a couple of plants around it, and they take kids who really need to drop out of school and go to work. They just warehouse them for about a year and a half, and then they cut them loose onto society.
How did you avoid that?
How did I played football and baseball.
And that qualified you for not having to go?
I had to I couldn't get thrown out of school because if I got thrown out of school, I couldn't play sports.
Right.
Yeah, so it kept me going in school.
Wow.
Hey, good times though, right?
Yeah.
And I carried a D average.
It's the F people go to alternative?
The Fs?
Yeah.
The people that would end up at the alternative school were the people who were into drugs, cut amazingly
everything
wildly who cut class every day and you had to like take a swing at a teacher, smoke a lot of weed and cut class all the time. That's how you ended up there.
All right.
But then once you got there, you just sat there. You sat on a picnic table and smoked camels until the bell rang and then you went home at noon. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. That's how alternative school works. It's an alternative to school. But
right.
it's just like a Wiener Schnitzel's an alternative school. It's not school. It's an alternative, something else. But it's not school at all.
Well, she had geometry.
Doesn't take the place of school.
English.
Go to work. Everyone's got to go to work. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, let's get back to the phone. Somebody, but a boy. Cody?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
All right. First off, I just want to say, Adam, you're a genius, and Dr. Drew, your advice has helped me out plenty of times.
Okay. Well, thank you. And if you want just a glimpse of my genius, you'll be tuning into the show in about an hour when we begin the lightning round. And this is going to be big. This
right
big. I'm going to do traffic and weather. This
All right.
Through. Yeah.
All right. Now, my problem is I've been dating this girl for about a year and a half. And, like, I tried to break it off with her. And I have, but my mother is just, like, so obsessed with her. She's like, you can't, like, live without her, and you need her, and you won't find another one like her, and blah, 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 blah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up?
Did you like her a lot?
Well, I did, like, but, you know, like, after a year and a half, it just, like, I don't know, for me, it just kind of, like, got old, and I kind of lost interest.
Did you?
Plus, your name Cody.
Yeah.
When your name's Cody, you can score. Yeah.
Oh, and smoke a little pot.
Smoke, score weed and score ass.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
you do both.
Do some good.
I mean, Cody, you know the ladies like you, right?
Right.
Yeah. This is a man that's a confident man.
Hmm. Well, and did the fact that your mom liked her so much turn you off further?
Yeah, yeah. That really had a bad impact.
Okay, well, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm that way, too.
Yeah, and I was just, you know...
Well, how long ago did you dump her?
I broke up with her about a month and a half to 2 months ago.
All right. Well, it's over now, right?
Right.
All right. Well, so are we. It's over. He's over. His mom will get over it in another 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's good he's not settling down. That's fine.
Yeah.
His mom wants him to settle down at 18, for God's sake. No way.
I don't know. A year and a half seemed... seem like enough.
That's plenty.
Yeah. You ever get that crap from your parents?
Yeah.
They start getting into whoever you're into?
Yeah, a little bit.
For me, it was that they were not so much into me is the way I looked at it. It wasn't that they were in love with the other person, it's that they were sort of lukewarm with me. So it was a relative thing.
I love the fact that you, particularly your grandmother, liked the stripper best.
Oh, still in touch.
Really?
Hey, listen, when my stripper girlfriend moved out on me, she moved right into my grandma's house.
They're still in touch?
They do talk periodically.
We have to get this woman on the phone. Come on.
No.
Oh, we have to find out who this is, what she's doing now. Oh,
she lives in England.
Yeah, she have kids. What's happening?
I think she said, I'll talk to my grandma next time I see her.
That would be, we've heard about her for a decade. I wonder, who is she?
What? Who, my stripper girlfriend?
The stripper that punched you in the face.
Yeah.
The stripper that moved in with your grandmother.
Well, she didn't move in with my grandmother. My grandmother was out of town for like a month.
Right. Moved into your grandmother's house.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was a delight. Then she moved in with my sister. Bad times. It was a bad time for me.
Yeah.
It's great. Nothing worse than being a really, really poor, like, 28-year-old dude. Just piss poor. Just nothing. Driving beat-up cars, no credit cards,
bling-bling. Could you imagine
nothing.
Being a really poor 40-year-old guy?
Mm.
28-year-olds at least got...
Yeah, but see, let me tell you what I'd be doing at 40.
He can't get himself what he wants.
At 40, I've settled into my groove, and I've called it a life. I got myself a nice penis pump that's hooked up to like a aquarium filter pump.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like plugged in like a makeshift one that I made out of stuff, you know, surgical tubing and Lucite tubes and a little silicone caulk. And I'm just sitting around smoking weed and watching stolen cable. Mm-hmm. You know, that would have been my plan. At that point, that's when I go into coma mode. I put the penis pump on, I light up the doobie, I turn on the Cinemax, and I just sit back on that beanbag chair and call it a life.
You never come out of it.
Never.
Ugh.
See, that I was kind of looking forward to that at 40.
Ah.
At 28, you kind of at 27, you have to still sort of try.
Right, right.
You see?
I see.
All right. That's what I've been doing. Well, I still may achieve that goal.
You're on your way. Part of your day, at least.
April?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? You're 18?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yes, ma'am.
I just started on OrthoEvra, and I was wondering, the week that you're not wearing the patch, do you still have to use condoms?
No.
Hmm?
It's just like the birth control pill.
So you don't?
No, not once you've been using it properly, no.
That's not funny.
Hmm?
Okay, baby doll.
The idea is, April, it suppresses the egg from being released.
Mm-hmm.
So during that week when you're menstruating, there won't be any ovulation that week.
All right. Well, that's a good week for everyone. We'll take a break?
Yeah.
Mom's upset? No, that's okay. Who would talk to when we get back? Screwing boyfriend for 4 years? Ways to spice things up? Kind of boring now?
It's a guy.
Screwing, Phil. Oh, Phil. Girlfriend, sorry.
Phil
up top, married 2 years and can't stop looking at porn. Wants to stop. How can he stop?
You're going to give him a piece of your mind, I bet.
Yeah. He's calling from Utah, so I don't know if they allowed porn there, but we'll talk to Phil. I'll get him to stop after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Well, Drew, I've just been in the newsroom. I'm collecting some weather, some traffic, some news from around the city and around the country. So we've got a lot of work coming up ahead of us in our lightning round.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew? Now, a lot of you don't know what temperature it is outside.
I don't know.
Let me explain something, though, just very quickly about temperature. There's two things about temperature, and this is why I don't get too caught up in it. One, don't need to know what the temperature is. I mean,
it is what it is.
I could go out. It could be 69. It could be 64. It could be 71. I might not know. Do you understand?
Yes.
See, let me explain something about modern man. We built cars. They have windows that roll up.
Wow.
We have houses with furnaces in them and air conditioning.
Ooh.
Not my parents' house. But other people, I imagine. Actually control our environment by putting on extra sweater, maybe a sweat jacket, or perhaps even taking one off. See, it works both ways.
Oh, interesting.
Let me give you an example. Hot day, go out in a T-shirt.
Well, by cracky.
Cool day, you might go out in a sweater.
Huh.
See how that works?
Fascinating.
Yeah. So, you knowing what the temperature is, not ultra important. Secondly, nothing you can do.
About the weather.
Can't affect that.
That's right.
Now, there are some American Indians, they can do that,
yeah.
But not the white man,
yeah.
Not the round eye. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Phil. Phil?
Yeah.
24?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have a question first of all, Dr. Drew, I saw you when you came here to Salt Lake City. Me and my wife totally enjoyed you. You're very intelligent. Adam, love you too, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Phil.
What's up? Oh, yes. You were married for 2 years. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, can't stop looking at porn.
Well, to tell the truth, I really don't look at a lot of it, but the need and the want is there like crazy, and
yeah.
For religious reasons, I don't want to, and I've listened to the show long enough to know that, hey, you know, I'm probably asking the impossible, but is there any way to tone down that switch that I have?
Mm-hmm. How often do you look at it?
Just once every other month, maybe.
And do you go on like a binge where you look for hours and hours or just a few minutes?
No. I feel bad about it and then I just stop.
You pansy! Do you masturbate? Do you masturbate?
Well, that's how he knows when to stop.
No, I don't.
All right.
Don't masturbate.
Wow.
So that bothers you.
Are you Mormon?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you guess?
Yeah. What about the whole polygamy thing? Are you into that at all?
No. Can barely handle one.
Yeah, that's what I say. You know, they always do that. Like, hey, you get to have five fat, toothless birthing vehicles that have a fourth grade education and that long religious hair. You know that weird religious hair, which is you never cut the back of your hair, but you got to cut your bangs every 20 minutes so you look like a retard. Yeah, it's the definitely. Female religious mullet. Like super long ass. Yes, it is ass length hair with those weird short bangs.
Well, it's just something you do with the cutting shears.
Yeah, I'm picturing them doing it with like a magnifying glass out in the sun or something. And now, so here's what you got. You got a bunch of fat asses with a fourth grade education who are all fighting over you, and then you got 30 kids. This a good life?
Good times.
Yeah, hey, good times. Good times with the polygamy. Harem. I could get behind.
So,
harem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a party. Polygamy, that's a nightmare.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
trying to figure out what's going on here. So your expectation of yourself is you should never have an impulse to look at this stuff, or you should be able to contain the impulses you have?
No, I know that's just natural. That's humanity. I mean, that's just the way that
it's
we're
maleness.
Programmed.
That's male. Human male, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a penis. All I'm saying is,
really?
Is there any
hold
way...
On, hold on, hold on, Phil. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
Hold on a second.
Check that box. Phil's... say, didn't have penis?
No, he's got one. It's what he announced it.
I thought he said no penis.
No, no.
He said has penis?
No. In reference to being male, has penis.
Let me check that. Phil?
Yes.
Yes? With penis? Yes?
Yes, yes.
All right. All right. And scrotum?
Yes. Yes.
Anything in the scrotum?
Yes.
Testes and scrotum?
Yes, yes.
Left, okay. Left and right?
Let me check.
All right.
One, two. Yes, yes.
Beautiful. Completed my paperwork. All right, so Phil, don't be so hard on yourself. You're really knocking yourself around a little
too
much.
I want to understand if he understands he's going to have the impulse. He just wants to be able to contain it and never look at pornography, right, Phil? You want to never look at pornography?
Yeah, that would be the goal, and I think it's achievable. But yeah,
yeah, it is.
Let me tell you something. Who's the Mormon guy? John Smith. Who is
he? Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith. Let me tell you something. If they had the internet back then, those guys would be beating themselves to death. Believe you me. Those guys are all high and mighty over there because, you know, our elders, our founding fathers, they didn't have porn. They didn't have internet gambling. There's no temptation. There's no liquor stores. They didn't have any of that stuff. You understand?
Hezekiah's wife.
Listen, they had to beat off to a fat chick in a smock. They had nothing. Okay, if those guys had liquor stores like they have out here with the big 40-ouncers and all the pornography and the video games and buying scratchers and lottery tickets and cigarettes and Milky Way bars, none of this religion would have ever got off the ground.
I think you're making a case to get rid of all that.
The religion?
Yeah. No.
I'm just saying these guys would have been effing up way more than Phil.
Yeah, Phil, you're doing pretty good here, buddy. And I really... It's really, it's not that you, a 12-step process
of
therapy.
He's fine.
I imagine the church, the clergy would have recommendations for things you could do. They have all kinds of ways of sort of modifying your behavior.
Well, you pick a ridiculous religion. It sets up this criteria that no one could adhere to, and then you fight yourself the whole time.
Well, he could do it. He could do it. If he really wants to, he could do it. I can't imagine we have to focus
on
energy.
You know what this religion is like? It's like a haunchy woman getting a ridiculous small pair of ski pants, like a size 2, and saying, I must fit into these, and then beating herself up constantly because she never gets into them. You're never going to make it in this religion. All it does is tell you to do stuff you don't want to do. You're 24. You got to do stuff you want to do, right, Drew? Right. Anne?
Yeah.
You're 20? What's up?
First of all, I love you guys. You guys are great.
Love you, baby.
I wanted to know if you can get a yeast infection from antibiotics.
Absolutely.
I've heard that you can get, repeat yeast infections, but can you get, the first one ever from antibiotics?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get yourself some over-the-counter cream for that. And that'll take care of it. And which antibiotic were you on?
It was a generic of, I think, Keflex.
Keflex. So that's a penicillin or a cephalosporin-type antibiotic. And if you are on those again in the future, you should plan to get yourself some of the yeast medication and prepare for it. Because it will happen again.
Do what now?
It's normal. It's normal. Get the yeast medication over the counter. And if you need to take a cephalosporin, probably penicillins too in the future, get yourself some of that yeast medicine and start it up when you start the antibiotic.
Mm-hmm. All right, Drew. Drew's on his feet, by the way.
I'm tired.
Is that why you get up?
Yeah.
It's good.
Also, I took a huge run today. My ache.
All right. Let's, stop banging the chair around,
sorry,
will you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to stand up, too.
It improves your attitude.
Yeah. Let's get it going. I'm not sure if the mic stays up with me, though.
All right.
Let's squat down. All right, I'm up now, baby.
It's like the mirror next door.
Yeah. Oh, for Christ's sake. We got the bathroom next door to this studio. It's set up, I think it's a handicap bathroom.
Oh, it is definitely. It's got bars all over the place. It's male or female.
Right.
It's even, it may even say it on the door that's handicapped, let's say.
It's got like a chin-up bar next to the crapper.
Men or female wheelchair.
Oh, okay. It is the wheelchair. It is the wheelchair crapper in there. And it's got the – that means the light is in the toilet. I mean, the mirror is down around – it's down on the floor. Because handicapped people aren't that rangy, I guess. They don't get that tall or something. Or they're in the wheelchair, whatever it is. But every time I come in there, I have to stare at my chest. Not that I want to, but I have to squat down to look in the mirror. Because I like to check my look. I mean, I know it's radio. But anyone who's worked with me knows I like to check my look. I have a lot of pride in my dress. Anyone who knows me
we
knows
know that.
That.
Too. Yes,
yes Drew?
Yeah, oh, yes.
You've never seen me wear this shirt before, have you?
Not prior to the last 20 times.
All right.
No, yeah.
I'm dapper, if I'm anything.
Which was the last 20 days you've been here.
Here's the point. I have to squat down and practically take a dump just to see my beautiful mug in that mirror. And then I thought, I guess everyone who does use this bathroom is able-bodied, has to sort of get on their knees to freshen themselves up in the mirror. And then I started thinking, how many handicapped employees do we have here?
Or have
zero.
Ever had. Yeah.
K-Rock, and they've asked me repeatedly not to say this on the air, has a strict, unwritten policy about hiring gimps, Drew. They will not hire the handicapped. I've heard it's all the way from the top down to the lowest van driver.
Glass ceiling
that
for
is
women.
What they do
glass
here.
Glass ceiling for women here, too.
It's not glass. It's corrugated steel, baby. They don't rise. Producer Ann's been working 20 years, still minimum wage, and she has to punch out when she goes to the bathroom. They have a time clock right there. Ann, when she goes to number...
She has to reach down for it because it has to be set up for the hand.
Number two, she's got to punch out. Number one, they'll let her go. And this is just recent. She had to earn it. That's called seniority over here. So you get all the... You pull a T-shirt out of the closet, an alarm goes off, and a bunch of guys tackle you. They don't have a lot of money around here. But the point is no handicapped people work here. Mm-hmm. So everyone who does work here who's not handicapped has to squat down and blow themselves in order to see themselves in the mirror, which is amusing to see yourself blowing yourself that way. But you have to squat down and look in the mirror for the handicapped people. There's nobody who's handicapped here. And then I start thinking this is really what life is turning into. This is what I'm worried about.
This country.
Yes. Now, I'm not interested in punishing people that are handicapped, but we can't let the person that does not represent anything close to the majority dictate policy to the majority. That's what I'm saying. Here's all I want. If there's 10 people in the room and 9 of them are one way and one of them's the other, we go the direction of the 9, whatever that is. And if the 9 of them are handicapped, then that's the direction we go. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we got to have some curbs. They got to be able to make it around and all that stuff. But we got to get some handicapped people over here. Radio is the one thing you can do when you're handicapped. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we should have more.
Yeah, what is? Do you need legs are like a hindrance when you do radio. You're sitting there, Drew, your knees falling asleep, you're flopping around, you're kicking stuff all the time. Now you're up on your feet because your ass is sore. You could be leaning back in a wheelchair.
Not feeling anything below my waist.
Not feeling anything. I could be playing jokes on you by like putting a cigarette out on your thigh. You wouldn't even know it.
Tie a knot in my catheter.
Not your catheter. The actual penis.
Oh, tie a knot in my penis?
Yeah. That'd be
that'd
great.
That'd be cool.
Use your scrotum like a speed bag. Yeah?
We'd be laughing like
that. Oh, man, would that be funny. All right, now I'm tired. Let's sit down.
I agree.
Woo! That was good.
That was tough.
That was tough. All right.
That showed commitment.
All right. Sydney?
Yes.
You're 21? What's up?
Here we go.
Okay, so this has happened to me, like, twice. Like, I've been in a room with a guy, and, like, we go to have sex, and I just, like, I freak out. And I make him stop. Like, my heart starts to pound really hard, and, like, I'll start to breathe really heavy, and I'm, like, I'll just freeze. And then I'll be like, you need to slow down. We need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
Freeze. Okay, now it's interesting to use a freeze description, because mm-hmm. freeze response is a very, very specific response to trauma. When people, say, under the age of 10 have had an experience of having been rendered powerless or neglected at the hands of important relationships, they tend to develop a tendency to freeze. So what happened to you?
I can't think of anything that did. And that's why I don't know. Like,
no one ever hit you?
Well, like I was emotionally abused, but like not physical.
Okay. What is that?
Describe what happened.
Like when I was a kid, like my mom used to just like, tell me how, like, overweight I was, and, like, he'd yell at me, and, like, make jokes, and, like, it got, like, really bad. Like, I got depressed at a time, but...
Okay, well, that qualifies. We'll chalk
there. Yeah, a little bit. How are you doing now with your weight?
Like, I'm still overweight, but, like, I'm working on it, and, like, I'm a lot better with myself, but...
Do you have some therapy? No. And I'll tell you what, when you've been emotionally abused like that, you also become a very good sort of victim to other people in your life, neighbors,
you
cousins.
You attract bad guys.
Yeah, and then the real victimization goes on, and now you've got a good freeze response.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Well, we're not together anymore. Like, it only lasted, like, a few weeks.
Is he a bad guy?
Well.
Yeah.
What do you do? You go to college? And you're a 4-year girl. You're not one of those junior college gals, right?
No, I'm a 4-year girl. I'm a senior.
Yeah. Always hear it.
What are you studying? Oh, at University of Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
What are you studying?
Nursing.
Uh-oh. That's crazy.
Well, she was emotionally abused, but she's sad.
Yeah, nurses are all crazy.
No, they're not crazy. They're codependent.
Drew's banged several thousand of them. He can tell you firsthand. Crazy. Not enough to get him quit banging them, but still crazy. Not enough to make him think about stopping, but it's crazy. They're crazy women and men.
Codependent.
That's right.
A lot of trauma history amongst them. I had a nursing student somewhere that came up the other day and went, you know, all my peers, they all have trauma histories.
Yeah. All right. So, and then you want to fix. God bless.
But so, Sydney, there's reason that you would have difficulty or intense feelings, freeze reactions in response to real close intimacy. So, what we would sort of recommend is you develop a relationship slowly with someone. Don't go for somebody you're super attracted to, because that guy's likely to be an abuser. Somebody that's kind of boring, but you kind of like. Spend a little time with them and build into the closeness. Mm-hmm. You'll tend to want to sabotage it, run away, feel bored, all kinds of good things. Hang in with it.
Yeah, that's good times.
That's good times.
I couldn't do the nurse thing. I would vomit every day.
I never thought about this.
People complaining.
There could not be anything further away from you than nurse.
Yeah.
I mean, if I put you in that role for 10 minutes, you'd kill somebody.
I would eat their food, number one. I would always change the TV channel.
First thing. When you walked in,
yeah. Probably.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Nurse?
No, it's bad times.
Whoa.
It's bad times. But the nurses are scary. You go, by the way, crazy nationalities with them nurses, too, at least out here. They're almost as bad as pharmacists. Can't figure out what's going on.
I can't wait till you need an operation or something. You'll be appreciative of nurses. You know, sometimes just because people have pathology that they suffer for, you can benefit from it.
No, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
They can help you.
Yeah.
And be your slaves. And change your pants and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's a good time.
I just want to keep my underpants. That's all. When I go to the hospital, I just want my underpants.
Do you know how embarrassing that was?
I just want my goddamn underpants.
And there was a crowd around him. And he was holding court and yelling about his underpants. He went in for an outpatient procedure.
Outpatient. Hand surgery, for Christ's sake. You got to give me your underpants.
All I hear is, I'm walking down the hall and I hear the screaming Adam Carolla about his underpants.
What do you need my underpants for?
Those were the words that came out of his mouth, coincidentally.
Listen, here's the other thing, too. Okay, let me explain. Let me just explain the underpants thing. I had hand surgery. In order to get the hand surgery, they strap you down to like a 6-foot sandwich board.
Yeah. Because
they don't want to be working on your hand. They don't want you flailing around. They take you and they lay out like Christ on the cross. They really do. I remember, hands spread out wide. My palm could not have gotten farther away from my junk.
Farther away from his junk. Did you see? Adam cannot talk about his hand and his junk without making the masturbation movement.
all right. Don't mock, Drew. You understand a very dangerous surgery?
Yeah, it was.
That came through?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Good.
So here's the point. Here's the problem. Because then when you're done with the surgery, they give you a gown when you're in the hospital. And the gown, of course, ties in the back in some freakish way. Like the bathrobe, the sweatsuit, they've all been around for thousands of years. The hospital gown, no improvements there. No Velcro, no zippers, no nothing. Just a weird sort of unisex papery gown that ties in the back with two weird sewn-in pieces of cloth string that no one can figure out. You're high as a kite, okay? You just got knocked out for 2 hours. I got a cast on my hand that's novelty size.
Yeah,
I mean, I got a club for a hand. Now I'm walking around. I got one hand that works. I'm high as a kite on drugs. My ass is hanging out, my sack's everywhere. I can't get the thing tightened up. There's a lot of hopping up on tables and shifting from gurneys into wheelchairs and stuff. Sack everywhere. Sack all over the goddamn hospital. But no underpants. It's important that the entire cast and crew need to see your sack.
They're still laughing about it, by the way.
Yeah, and I said,
not that you couldn't have had your underpants.
Give me a worst case scenario for me keeping one shred of my dignity in my underpants. You know, the guy said, well, there could be some nylon in those, and those could catch on fire. I said, really? Is that a big problem? I've been doing pretty good so far. Couple of underpant flare ups over the years, but not a big problem. I mean, you know, one time when I was jogging, they burst into flames. And then, of course, another time I took a nap. I think it was during the summer. And they spontaneously combusted. But other than two or three times. And then my grandfather went that way.
Oh, yeah.
Underpants burst into flames.
There was a reflection off the window.
Yeah, does this happen where underpants burst into flames? The guy's like, well, you got you hooked up to some electrical stuff that could cause. I said, okay, where do I sign? Where is it? Where's my piece of paper? Everyone's worried about getting sued for everything. Everyone needs everyone's underpants. You can't go in there. No, you can't carry the bottle. No, you got to put the glass. No, we got to dump that. No, we got to dump that in. No, yeah, no, you can't take it outside. No, you can't. What about a waiver? How about a dignity waiver? How about some sort of universal waiver that I can just sign that says, look, I want to keep my goddamn underpants. I want to be able to carry an alcoholic beverage outside of the door of the bowling alley to blow a butt and then go back in. I'll tell you what. If I chuck it at somebody, or I smash a cop with it, or I perform a hate crime with it, then I signed my waiver. You've impunity. You've no culpability at all for this. Underpants go up in a blaze. Nope, can't sue the hospital. I've signed my dignity waiver. Where is that waiver? Why not a choice? That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is if I wake up with just a smoking, smoldering patch where my pubes used to be, I can't sue because I've signed the underpants waiver.
Maybe we need to have a parallel society where you can enter if you agree, I will not sue anybody for anything under any circumstance, and we can have a reality.
You know what that society's called? It's called Europe. In Europe, you get a bottle of beer, you get to keep the bottle. You don't, when you walk outside of the venue or whatever, you don't have to dump it into a Dixie cup like some kind of retard. It's like, hey, you can't be trusted with that bottle. Jesus Christ, what is going on with this crappy society and you pussy attorneys taking the blood out of this society, you pussies? You just kill yourselves, you crappy pencil-pushing attorney effers. Killing me. Swear to Christ. I was at a bowl. We had the man show rap party. We had it at a bowling alley. It was 100 feet from the boulevard. Had a few cocktails and went out to blow a butt about midnight. And the guy's like, what's in the cup? I'm like, water. It's like, it looks like a drink. Yeah, I'm just going to sit here on this bench and smoke a cigarette right outside the door. You got to leave the cup inside. Listen, pal, it's my party. I can't sit next to the door on the bench, have my cocktail, and blow a cigarette. No, you got to put the cup's got to go inside. Really? What am I? Ninth grade? Yeah. Tenth grade? What? I got to take the cup and set it on the floor inside the thing and then step 4 feet out the door to smoke the cigarette? Yeah, you can't have the cup outside the...
But think how minor that is.
What's going on?
The major things.
All right, but here's what I want. Here's the pact I want. I want everyone just to sign this waiver. I will not participate in a frivolous lawsuit. My underpants catch on fire.
Why any lawsuit?
I spill some alcohol on somebody outside, 4 feet outside. Just stop, because we don't realize what's going on.
If you relinquish,
we're adults.
But if you relinquish the right to sue altogether, you could enter into a
utopia.
A utopia. A free society.
Yes. 38-year-old man trying to enjoy his wrap party for his multi-million-dollar TV show on the last season. I got some $4-an-hour jackass and a windbreaker telling me I got to set the cup inside, put it on the ground. What's going on? Does anyone else see this? Does anyone else feel this? What about a revolt? Yeah. What about people just standing up going, screw you?
Yeah.
ABC had their annual lecture on what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, sexual harassment meeting. I'm not going to this. Everyone had to stop work. 200 people had to go into a room and then sit there and watch some idiot who never got laid explain to you what's inappropriate. Look, we know what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. Don't worry about it. Someone gets out of line that they're told to stop and then they get fired. That's it. We have to stop everything and have a goddamn meeting and watch an effing film strip on everything, handing you literature. Here, take this home. Learn how not to rape on the workplace. Jesus F. It's enough. And everyone just stand up. Next time you have a sexual harassment meeting, a mandatory, don't go. F you. I'm going to work. I'm an adult. I can figure out not to finger bang anyone in an elevator at work, all right? Do that in the parking lot. It's my business. You know what I'm saying? When are we going to stand up? When are people just going to F you? Next time your company has a sexual harassment awareness meeting, don't go. Nobody go. You sit at your desk and you go, listen, here's the deal. You want to use attorneys? I'll show you attorneys. You cannot fire me for doing something that I didn't do. I sexually harass somebody, then you fire me. No, you get fired for not going to the meeting. Adults, Drew, adults, give me your underpants. Don't finger bang any employees. Take that beer, pour it into a Dixie cup. No going out. We going to get our dignity back? No. We going to step up? We going to stand up? We got to just roll over like pussies. All right, Drew.
I'm with you. Let's go.
Let's go to the bathroom.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Eric Balfour is going to be in here tomorrow night from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's just called Texas Chainsaw, but I'm guessing there's a massacre in there. And it must be...
David Allen Greer? Must be. Harlan Williams.
Oh. It sounds like... I think it's going to be Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, maybe 4.
It's a remake of the original.
Oh, it's a remake of the original. Does that still make it 3? They had the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and then they had Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and I'm not sure if there was 3, and then it's a remake of the first one, which still has got to be still 4. But it says based on a true event or something like that, which is, here's what I think, Drew. I think that if you make a movie and 20 years goes by and you remake it,
that's the event.
That's the event.
Yeah.
It was true that we made a movie about this in 1979.
Based on a real event.
Yeah. But by the way, that Texas Chainsaw Massacre was supposed to be one of the hairiest movies ever.
Oh, really?
I remember.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're a little bit old. When I was like in the ninth grade when it came out, I was like, oh, man.
You got to see
No. And if you see that. No, my cousin died watching it. They have nurses stationed at the aisles. Like, you could die. You could die. You could. It's like, you know, when you have a dream that you die.
You'd really die.
You do die.
That's why you never have that dream. Unless you die.
Well, they have documentation. But you've seen it. Drew, you're a doctor. You've seen on the death certificate, cause of death.
Yeah.
Dreamt of death.
Of course.
Right?
I write it all the time.
Okay. That and secondhand smoke, two huge killers. Huge killers. All right? All right, wait a minute. I got to say one more thing.
I was going to say something about Spanish Fly, and I just remember that scene from Windy City Heat.
So Yeah.
Windy City Heat is
that? Oh, yeah. That's the name of the movie.
He has a big Spanish fly packet.
It's a very important film. One of the most important films of our time. You know, I was watching one of these anti-tobacco spots that they run now and paid for by the tobacco companies, ironically. And they always do this thing where they go, sponsored by The Truth. And they do it in writing. They do it. It's something like that. And then I thought, really, sponsored by The Truth. 55,000 Americans die of secondhand smoke each year? Really?
That's the truth.
You got some paperwork? You can pack that up? Really? The truth. Where's the data? You ever see any data, Drew? Drew, you did read something in the New England Journal of Medicine.
The annals, I brought that one in.
Yeah, how many people?
Five.
Oh, five. Oh, you must mean 50,000.
No, five.
Oh, five.
Yeah, five proven, yes.
Five proven.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the truth, huh? All righty. Well, they're only off by 54,000 people and change, Drew. It's not bad. It's a little slip. They just put the decimal in the wrong place, that's all. Sean?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
Ugh. God,
how's it going, guys?
Those anti-smoking pussies. These are the same people who make us have the sexual harassment meetings. The same band of Birkenstock pussies.
It's not me. I'm with you.
All right, Sean. What's up, buddy?
Okay. I had this girlfriend from before that was getting into anal sex.
Yeah.
And she was okay with me, and then after a while, she actually kind of liked it when I did ejaculate in her.
In that area.
Okay, that's what I was curious about, because the next my current girlfriend, we haven't done it successfully yet, but mm-hmm. she wants me to ejaculate in her. So I'm curious, is that
in the rectal area?
Yeah, that just
oh, that is bad times.
You're curious if it's what?
Is that a bad? I mean, is that can that cause any damage? Is that a bad idea?
If you had an infectious disease, it's a bad idea. That's
right.
The way to transmit it.
And but, if she farts, it can make a bubble. And break off and float off, and you pop it in your finger. Big jizz fart bubble.
Yeah, but is that bad? Or
I think it'd be funny.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm clean.
No, the bad is from the local trauma, what you do to the sphincter and the, you know, you can...
Yeah, you can traumatize
the sphincter. I'm overcome with the fact that that woman that sits on... The old lady sits on TV and talks about sex...
Who is that lady?
I don't know, but she was talking about women getting rectovaginal fistulas from anal sex, which is so rare, so unheard of.
Really?
Really caused by a perianal abscess that erodes through into the vagina. And then I heard...
What channel is she on?
It's like HBO or something. I don't know. It was Oxygen, maybe. And then she was talking... Oh. Somebody wrote a letter, hey, can a woman transmit AIDS to her child? And I'll have to look into that. Like, really? You don't know the woman?
She's Dr. Drew.
Is that the old lady?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's nothing more grotesque than old women that insist on talking about sex. Especially grandma does this. They wear the big beads.
She has a phallic thing, and she shows people what to do with it. It's funny.
I was throwing out once in a while, I clean my garage out. Every time we, on this show, we have people that come on the show all the time, and it's like great sex for life with your mates, big book, and all this, you know, how to have a 5-hour orgasm and all this nonsense, always by some funky looking person you'd never want to have, you know. And it always goes, here's what happens. I never leave it in the studio because I would feel bad throwing it in the garbage while the guest was here. And I always end up carrying it out and throwing it in my car, and then it floats around my car, and then I clean out my car, throw it in my garage. I never bring it in my house. And then once a year, I either throw it away or I give it to all the Mexicans who work on my house, which is always bizarre. It's like... I'm giving
who
some guy...
Who wants Jeremy's penis? Who would like that?
This guy's speaking a lick of English and giving a thing about a 4-hour orgasm. They must think I'm insane, but the point is I have a big pile of these things. I just toss them in the garbage. Yeah. Really? Does anyone really sit down and read this junk?
I hope not.
Really?
Yeah, I hope
okay.
not.
We have these people on the show because they're always crackpots and they're good to talk to.
You push my buttons now because now I'm sort of fighting people's reading habits. You know, I want them to read a book I've written. I think it's substantial, and they're reading just S.
Yeah, but... Do you ever just sit down and listen to some old bag with those big novelty Wilma Flintstone beads and the clamp-on earrings? And they're always into some sort of weird American Indian crap. It's all that Southwest stuff. They got a turquoise brooch on, and they're telling you about how the anus is an erogenous zone. I mean, does anyone ever listen to this? Do you get turned on? Do you say, oh, this is a nice tip. I'm going to bring this into my bedroom. Reading the books, even those videos. Does anyone look at this? I mean, I understand beating off to it. You know what I mean? But
an old lady talking about
it? No, that's my point. She's no good for that. Maybe those like erogenous. You know, some guys can pass that off as non-porn porn.
Right.
You know, like you do.
Like Phil, who was worried about religious reasons.
Right.
You get a technicality.
Yeah, you get the Cindy Crawford yoga video and you just spank yourself to that. Meanwhile... You know, when the cleaning lady comes by, she just thinks you're evolved. You know, well, look at him, he's doing yoga. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good times. All right. So what was Sean's deal?
He's fine.
It's good times?
He's done.
Okay. Ivan?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 21.
Yeah. Hi. How's it going, guys? I'm a big fan.
Good. Got a big lightning round coming up. It's going to be exciting for you.
Yeah. I was just calling to ask you guys about my wife. Ever since she had a kid, every time we try to have sex, it's really hard for her to get wet.
Is she on birth control pills since she had a kid?
Yeah, she is now, but at first she wasn't, and I really haven't noticed the difference from then and now.
Do you know what pill she's on?
Orthotrexate.
All right. And no other medication?
No.
Has she seen the gynecologist to talk about this problem? And
she never mentioned it to them.
Did she never mention it to them?
No, she's never mentioned it to them. She tells me that she thinks it's normal and doesn't want to say anything to her doctor.
There can definitely be changes after pregnancy, and changes in sexual arousal, changes in orgasm function, changes in lubrication, and it may be something that's just natural, but it may be something they can do something about. And certainly, there are lubricants they can use to overcome that.
Yeah, water soluble lubricants.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Drew? You got something?
You go.
Want to talk to line five here? Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend has gas?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Dr. Drew about that, man. It's like this girl, you know, I started dating her, and this girl has, like, extremely, extremely bad gas, and I'm, like, wondering what the hell is the deal with it, man. You know, she does it in public, and it's like... I don't know, man. It's like she's got a
lot
back up there.
Jeremy, there's no question here.
He's full of crap.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you in hell, Jeremy. Okay. Let me tell you something. Jeremy's a jerk-off guy name, too.
Yeah.
Jerry, not so bad. Jeremy, jack-off. What is that? Jeremy, is it because it rhymes with jack-off?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the names of the guys I can't hang around with. I think Jeremy's up there. Jeremy McGrath, though.
No, he's fine.
I like him.
Probably would have been a jack-off if you weren't a pro.
If you didn't get into Supercross. Yeah. By the way, that Supercross coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I got to check into that. It's the Super Bowl of Motocross coming up. Oh, yeah. I like that. Get my white trash on. Hmm. Adriana?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. We got to gamble.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah. I don't have my wallet on me, Drew. Gentleman's bet. All right. I have... I'm looking at her question. Chance of pregnancy. Okay, nothing. I mean, it doesn't have to do with what we're going to gamble on. Just good old-fashioned sexual abuse.
I'll get the good old-fashioned like neglect, like Romanian orphan neglect.
Romanian orphan neglect. Adriana?
Yeah.
Oh, down her voice. What?
Neither of those.
Wait, somebody else took the phone now.
Your voice completely changed.
Did it? Oh.
Well, no, a little bit.
Well, now it went back a little bit. Had everything good on the home front?
Yeah.
Parents together?
Well, yeah, kind of. My real dad left when I was three, but I have a stepdad who's been around.
Did you say three?
I don't know if we said three, but she sounded three.
Yeah.
What? Why'd your real dad leave?
They just got divorced. They had me when they were young.
Did he just abandon the family?
He didn't really leave. My mom, I don't know, it just didn't work out, so she got a divorce.
Well, what happened during those 3 years?
I'm not sure exactly. They had me when my mom was a senior in high school, and then...
Ooh.
Wow.
It just... Good time. Yeah, she was too young.
Did you know your biological dad?
Yeah, I still do. I talk to him. I go up and see him.
All right. When did you lose your virginity?
16.
All right. No sexual abuse, no physical abuse?
Nope.
All right. Well, good times.
All right.
So you want to know, does your chance of pregnancy go down the longer you're on birth control?
Yeah. I've been on birth control since I was 16, and my current boyfriend and I use condoms.
No. Use condoms.
You're fine.
Yeah?
Your pregnancy risk remains the same.
Really?
As if you've never used birth
control. And then once you get off after a certain period, that's it.
It's all back to normal.
10 years, 10 minutes, all the same.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 10 minutes might take a little less time to restore normal cycling, but
yeah,
it's all good.
All right, we got to take a break because we got the big lightning round coming up.
Right
true.
Now,
you know that lightning round works.
No,
it's fast and furious, brother.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, I could tell you how it works, but I'd have to kill you. Yeah. Get ready, baby. This is going to be good radio.
All right.
Real radio. We don't do a lot of real radio on this show.
No.
You know what I mean?
No,
we sit here and gab. We talk about stuff. I go off on tangents. You complain about other doctors. But this is going to be real radio. All right? So buckle in. All that after this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got you something to do. Hey, Drew, you know what this girl's doing? Let's check the time real fast. 8:45. That's a big 15 minutes away from the top of the hour straight up. Of course, top of the hour, news and weather and traffic coming up. Reminding you of traffic. Let's do traffic now. Let's get that out of the way. The El Toro Y, sig alert. Sig alert, the El Toro Y, 91 slow and go. Look out for brake lights on the 405. 110, check that Bobcat over there. Mattress and lanes on the 605. On the 4-level, debris in the number 3 light. Let's check the weather real fast here, Dr. Drew, before we get back in the radio. Carson checking in, 63. Corona Del Mar, 63 degrees. Banning checking in, 63. A whopping 63 degrees in Altadena. Norco, 63. Chula Vista, 63. Chatsworth, 63. Ontario, 63 degrees. Panorama City, 63. El Cajon, 63 degrees. Whittier, 63 degrees. And Gardena coming in at the big 63 degrees. That's the weather. Let's get back to traffic. We got news coming on the top of the hour. I tell you, it's 8:10 right now. It's 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. Straight
up. Take some calls.
I'll tell you what we do at top of the hour.
We got calls lined up.
Top of the hour, we got weather and traffic coming up.
No.
Traffic, news, and weather coming up.
Wait.
Top of the hour. Top of the hour. El Toro Y. Sig alert on the El Toro Y. 91. Slow and go. 405. Look out for brake lights. All right, ready to hop the phone there,
Doctor.
Or should I drop down? Carson coming in 63, Corona Del Mar 63, Banning 63, Altadena Chile 63, Norco 63, Chula Vista 63, Chatsworth 63, Ontario 63, Panorama 63, El Cajon 63 degrees, Whittier checking in at 63, Gardena coming in at a big 63 degrees, El Toro Y, look out, single it, I will drop trial.
He'll do it.
Let's hop to the phones real fast. We get some weather traffic in there coming at the top of the hour. It's 5 minutes, 9 o'clock. 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, straight up. Let's talk to Mike. You're 16 years old. You know, when I hear 16, anything with the 16, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of numbers. Numbers remind me of weather. 63 coming in, Carson. Corona checking in, 63. Banning coming in, 63 degrees. Altadena, 63. Norco, 63. Chilliwack, 63. Chatsworth, 63. Ontario, 63. Panorama, 63. Elko, 63. Winter, 63. You, 63. Me, 63. The world, 63 degrees.
Mike,
coming in with Jeff. What's going on? Hey, Mike, we got to speak fast, buddy. I got to squeeze some traffic in around this conversation. And again, news coming up at the top of the hour along with weather. What's up there, Mike?
All right, my girlfriend wants...
Hold on a second, Mike. Got to break away from weather. Corona checking in 63. Carson, 63 degrees. Banning, 63 degrees. Tammy, stage 5. Altadena, 63 degrees. Norco, 63 degrees. Businessman's lunch. Asians eat free at the buffet. Chula Vista, 63 degrees. Chatsworth, 63 degrees. Ontario, 63 degrees. Panorama, 63. El Cajon, Whittier, Chart, Garden Grove, Chula Vista,
yeah,
all 63 degrees.
What's up there, buddy?
We got to do some... We got to check in with weather and traffic coming up top of the hour.
Your girlfriend wants to be an orgy?
Orgy.
She wants to be with a couple, fight with, three other guys, and me and her.
Fight with three other guys. I'll tell you what I would do if I were you. I would drop trial.
Don't bring it up.
Sherry, stage 4.
Yeah.
I got a fanny pack and a beard. I wear sweatpants and a ponytail, and I got a gut.
My worry is that she'll get interested in the other, in all the other guys because I've been sexually active with her for a while.
Sexually active. I'll tell you, when I hear sexually active, it reminds me of one thing.
Don't drop trout.
I will drop trout. Don't make me drop trout. I will drop trout.
Who mentioned that?
I will drop trout right now. And you know what? I'll tell you, it's ballsy to drop trout in this kind of weather. You know why? Because it's 63 degrees coming in Carson.
Corona tricking in.
63 degrees. El Cajon, 63. Whittier, 63 degrees. Watch out. Watch out for brake lights on the El Toro Y91. Slow and go. Look out. There's a SIG alert on the 110. And then the Jackknife Bobcat coming in 605.
If your girlfriend at 16 is looking for an orgy, that is not a great sign. It's unlocking the relationship will survive. If you do the orgy, you'll have feelings you won't expect.
You know that runs on this one. I'll drop trow. I will
don't do
drop
it.
Trout.
Don't do it.
I don't make me drop trout.
I will
drop Ontario checking in
it.
At 63. Chatsworth, 63. Chula Vista, 63. Panorama City, 63 degrees. El Cajon, 63. Whittier, 63 degrees. All right, Drew, we got to get to the top of the hour. We got weather, news, and traffic to get to. Traffic and weather. El Toro Y. We got a SIG alert out there. 91 slow and go. 405, look out for brake lights. Jackknife Bobcat on the 110, 605 mattress and lanes. And on the 4 level, debris and lanes.
Mike,
debris and lanes. Look
not,
out for brake lights,
not
Drew.
Go down this
Drew,
path with your
look out for brake lights. Look out for me dropping
trout.
I will drop trout. I will drop trout.
He will do it.
Don't make me drop trout. I'm a madman. Let's get to the phone. Let's hop back on the phone, Drew. We got
to
help the kids. Jennifer, you're 25 years old. Jennifer, let's go on a 7. Hot Mace Corolla's going to a part of their Dr. Drew. News and weather coming up at the top of the hour. Lobs all dropping trout. I'm sorry, babe. We're out of time. We got to hop off. Break. We got to pay some bills. Pay some bills. Drop trout. Pay bills. Pay bills. Drop trout. Pay bills. Drop trout. Pay bills. Pay bills. I'll drop trout. We'll be bubbles on 63 and Carson, and we're back after this. Yo. Well, that's Loveline. I want to thank you all for listening and say until next time. This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew.
And don't drop trout, dude. Don't do it.
I'll do it.
Don't do it.
Saying mahala. Dropping trail. I'm sorry, babe. We're out of time.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.